Okay. You're on the radio. 101.
Generation Annihilation.
I just want some skate.
99% are unhappy with their lives anyway.
Get up here.
On the streets.
Full of problems.
We have you surrounded. Come out with your hands up.
Right. It's just after 12 here. You're listening to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM, 101.9 FM in cable, www.citr.ca, online, and my name is Aaron.
I'm Andy.
How's it going?
Pretty good. How about yourself?
Not too bad, and we started things all off with a brand new Cox Bar. It's on Captain Oi Records. Came out at the end of 2007, slept in a bit on it, but I'm glad that I finally got this one in my hands because it's a great album. I'd say it's probably one of their best, and yes, every song is really upbeat, and yeah, not like most of their albums that have usually a few slow songs. Everything is very punk rock on this album, and as I said, brand new, or actually came out, not brand new because it came out in 2007, but yeah, it's still pretty new, and Cox Bar playing two shows this year, the Rebellion Festival in Blackpool, England. And also, where else are they playing? The Rebellion Festival in Austria, in Europe. So, yeah. So, I don't know if you've been heard, but the Circle Jerk show has been moved to the Commodore. I guess they were selling too many tickets at Richards on Richards. I guess they sold out. So, yes, you can still see the Circle Jerks, and they're playing with Dead to Me. And hit me back as well.
Wish I could see them. I can't make it.
Sucks. You've seen them before, right?
I saw them in, what is it, 87 or whatever? That's the last time. That's a long time ago.
That was about 88, I think.
It was 88?
Graceland.
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah, so we're going to hear a track off the new Circle Jerks, and it's a track called I'm Gonna Live, Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM. Yeah, well, that doesn't work. So, yeah, let's hear something off, I don't know, Group Sex. What do you want to hear?
No, they're all good. Any song's good.
Okay.
Hey, you don't have the mic on. Nobody can hear me.
Okay, I can hear you.
Thanks.
All right, so we've got no turntables working and
it's no vinyl edition and nothing off the computer.
Yeah, no computer, no sound off the computer, some sound off the turntable, but you wouldn't want to hear it right now because it sounds pretty bad. So yeah, we're going to make do here, and this is a track called I Just Want Some Skank.
Pressure on God, pressure on God, pressure on God, pressure on God. was. It was sweet. Now it's getting older and we're fighting that it's not so neat. Smiles growing cold. Perfumes getting stale. I can see it in your eyes. All the lies and alibis. I can see it in your eyes. All the lies and alibis. Happiness together, honey, there's just no way. Our love has seen much better days. It's over now. Yes, it's gone. No one's at fault. There's no one's wrong. I can see it in your eyes. All the lies and alibis. I can see it in your eyes. All the lies and alibis. The lunchtime whistle. I don't go out to eat. I'd rather stick around and polish a couple of cruise missiles.
The architect of murder gets top billing. Yet another victim, another sight. Sirens, flashing lights, police line. We'll be right back.
Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM, and we heard a bunch of Circle Jerks tunes. We started off with a track from the group Sex record, I Just Want Some Skank, going back to 1981. And we also heard Beverly Hills, and we followed with a track from the Wild in the Streets record, the second album, Question Authority, we heard. And after that, we heard from a track from the Golden Shower of Hits, which came out, I'm not sure, what year did that come out, Keith? Are you there?
I'm here, but it's like I couldn't tell you because I don't pay attention to all of that. I don't sit around listening to Circle Jerks records when I'm at home. I've got much broader, more eclectic taste than to be sitting around listening to my own music. I'm really just not interested in doing that, so you could ask me a question as to the date the record came out, but I would not be able to
right.
tell you.
Also in the set, we heard from Making the Bombs from the Wonderful record, and we followed with a live track from Gig, from a CD that came out, I think, in 1992, and yeah, Casually Vampires, which was from Circle Jerks 5 or 6, I believe that was the name of the record. So yes, for those of you that just tuned in, we've got Keith Morris on the phone. Keith Morris from the Circle Jerks, seminal LA punk band, who will be coming to Vancouver this Friday. They'll be playing the Commodore Ballroom. It's been moved because I guess the Circle Jerks are more popular than the promoters thought they were in this town. It was originally at Richards, but they moved it to the Commodore. And
well, like I said, the last time we were in town, we played at the Commodore Ballroom. We played with Pennywise, and it was actually a It was a blast. Great room. Love that room.
Yeah, it's a big one, all right? You know that, of course, Richards on Richards might not be in existence very longer, and the Hardcore 81 show happened there. And, yeah, so you're on tour right now. How many dates have you played so far?
We played five shows. We're heading towards Fresno right now. We're going to be in, like, Central California. We've got to go up to Oregon and Seattle. Going to play San Francisco. It'll be really good. We're having a blast. Songs are really cool. Crowds are good. Everybody's having a blast. Everybody's pretty well behaved. There hasn't been any fighting or any goofy stupidity or any wacky stuff like that. So
excellent.
So far, good.
And last time you were here was a year ago at the Commodore, and before that you hadn't been here since 1995, so this might be a tricky question to answer, but are the Circle Jerks back together indefinitely, or is it just a tour?
Oh, don't you mean back together stupidly, or...
Something like that, I don't know.
Yeah, no, we don't exist as a full-time band. We've got guys in this band that are... Like, Greg is in Bad Religion. He's in Punk Rock Karaoke. He just got kicked out of the one band that he's been playing with recently. Kevin, our drummer, plays in a couple of bands. Xander, he's just man about town. And so it's real difficult to keep things together. So we just get together occasionally, go out, make some noise. People still like us, so they still show up. That's pretty much about the best way I could describe it. You know, it's a part-time job.
And
we try to have as much fun as we can.
And
you know, without like trying to strangle each other or beat each other up. You know, all sorts of fun things like that.
And the new, you guys don't have a new album out, but you do have a new song, "I Want to Live," right? We tried playing it, but is there some more new songs recorded, or is that the only one?
That's the only one recorded. We're just arguing and fighting to see what we're going to do, if we are going to record another record. You know, it's kind of like a day-to-day, week-to-week type of thing.
And when exactly did the Circle Jerks form? Was it in 1980?
Yeah, sometime in 1980.
Out of Black Flag. You were in Black Flag beforehand. Was that your first group?
That was my first band, yes.
And how come you left Black Flag? That was a long time ago. Do you remember?
Well, what was happening was we got to the point where we were arguing and fighting a lot, and I was just losing all the arguments, and it was just... I got to the point where I had to ask myself, why am I doing this? I'm not having fun anymore. It seemed like we spent more time rehearsing than we did going out and playing. And
how was it that you got into the punk rock scene in L.A. way back when?
Well, I've always been I've always had my ear to the ground when it comes to new music, and I heard a bunch of bands that I like. What happened was the music that they were playing on the radio in Los Angeles was just, it was really formulaic, and it was very, I guess one way to describe it would be interesting. And so I had been hanging out with Greg Ginn, and Greg had been writing some songs. He said, you know, I want to start a band. I said, well, okay, because we were interested in the same type of music. We were interested in, like, the MC5 and Black Sabbath, Ted Nugent. You know, anything loud, anything obnoxious, anything in your face.
And getting back to the first record, Group Sex, did the Circle Jerks have any recordings before then, or was Group Sex the first?
That's it.
And, I've always wondered about the Group Sex album cover. What is that taken from? Is that from a photo somewhere originally, or...?
That was a photo that we took in a skate park. That's a bowl. That's a big empty swimming pool.
Okay, where the crowd is all standing? Everybody was standing in a skate park?
Played a show. It was a wedding for one of our friends. It was a mock wedding, and so there's like 400 people there, and we just got as many people as we could into the swimming pool and took the photo.
Right, and on this record, you had the original members who, Lucky Layer and Roger Rogerson, that they played for the next couple albums, right? And was it wonderful that Xander Schloss and Kevin came in?
Kevin is our newest member, and he's not, the only recording that he's played on is the new song.
Okay, how about the drummer? The drummer is from Wonderful. He's still in the band, right?
No, that's Keith Clark.
Okay, so yes, and have you kept in touch with the original members, Roger Rogerson, Lucky Layer, who played on Group Sex?
Roger Rogerson overdosed about 2 years ago, and we see Keith Clark once a year because he does our income taxes, and Lucky Lair came to one of our last shows, so we had to get, you know, Kevin, our new drummer, had to get his approval, and Lucky was like two thumbs up. He was totally into it. Everything was cool.
Yeah, dude. So who is the new member then, Kevin? He's in the group now. He's from some other.
He
band.
Is. Yeah.
Yeah. And he's in some. What bands is he in?
Well, he was in the Geraldine Fibbers. He was in a band called Shadowland. His first band was called Demon.
All right. And, when I saw you guys in 1995, I think you broke up after. Is that correct? After the Oddities, Abnormalities, and Curiosities records? Is that true that the Circle Jerks broke
up? I'm really just terrible with dates.
Okay.
And so, we've broken up and gotten back together so many times, it's... Almost that kind of question is almost unanswerable.
Right. Well, what about Midget Handjob? That was a band of yours. Or they never got to hear them, but I heard that you were in a band called Midget Handjob. Is that correct?
Well, that was just kind of a fluke. That was like I came down with diabetes, and Brett Gerwitz over at Epitaph Records saw my condition and said, you know, I got to do something to help Keith out. He needs to, like, get out of the house, get out of bed, because I was, at that time, I was dying, so.
And you've
Brett
got it.
Just said, look, you know, you need to get out. Kids still want to hear you. Let's make some record. And I got a bunch of guys, like Kevin, the drummer in the Circle Jerks, was also one of the percussionists in Midget Handjob. We had Chris Bagarazzi from Clawhammer, John Wall from Clawhammer, Quasar from Ludafisk. We had Tony Malone, who was the guitar player in Detox, and he played in Thelonious Monster. There were guys that had played in Thelonious Monster, and what we would do is we would play shows and people would show up and we just like let a lot of different people that weren't even really part of the band play band.
I see. What was the music like?
Just a hodgepodge of jazz and psychedelia.
Yeah, I never. Like I said, I never got to hear Midget Hand Job. I don't think there were any. Were there any recordings out at all? Or
no, there's a CD out on Epitaph.
Okay. Yeah, I didn't catch that one. So these days, what do you do besides the Circle Jerks?
Pardon me?
So what do you do besides the Circle Jerks these days?
I can't hear you.
Okay. Sounds like a train in the background or something. What do you, like, how, besides the Circle Jerks, what are you involved in? Other music projects or what? Do you do a day job?
Well, I've been working for a record company, but the record company got bought up by another company, so I'm just, right now, the Circle Jerks is what I'm doing, but... I will, like, find another job once I get home off this tour.
Right on.
Got to pay the rent, got to pay the bills.
Exactly, and it's L.A. you're still living in, Keith? Or?
Oh, yeah, I live in a place called Los Feliz, which is right next to Silver Lake.
Right. Okay, excellent. So, yes, the Circle Jerks play here this Friday at the Commodore. They're playing with Dead to Me, and I'm told another band called Hit Me Back will be playing. Do you know about that?
Dead to Me aren't on the bill.
Okay.
They backed out at the very last minute. We have a band from South Central Los Angeles, these Mexican guys, and they're called Hit Me Back. And they're pretty wild. They're cool. There'll also be a local band. Now, I don't know who the local band is because the promoters in each city, we pretty much just said, you just put on a local band.
Well,
you know, hopefully it won't be like a Van Halen cover band or, a Beatles tribute band, something like that, okay?
Yeah, definitely. So that is this Friday. So, yes, thanks for calling, Keith.
All right, Aaron.
Friday at the Commodore Ballroom. So, thank you once again, Keith. We're going to hear some live Circle Jerks right now. This is Wild in the Streets, recorded live somewhere.
Cheers.
Thank you, Keith.
See ya.
fist, Broham, no fist. So go over there and give him a big wet kiss and say, hey, brother, let's go home and fucking do it.
Right from the original Black Flag recordings featuring Keith Morris, that was Nervous Breakdown. The Circle Jerks do that in their set, or at least they have the last few times I've seen them. And before that, we heard from Wild in the Streets, recorded live. And once again, this was off that gig release. It was recorded at three places, Iguanas in Tijuana, Mexico, the country at Rosita, California, and at the Venture Theater, Venture, California. So, yes, once again, the Circle Jerks play this Friday with Hit Me Back, and hopefully
Hit Me Back. I think I have a 7-inch by then.
Yeah, I do as well. Yeah, they're pretty.
Except no vinyl today.
Yeah, yeah.
Record players are not working today, unfortunately. Yeah.
So yeah, Andy's going to get into some stuff, and first we're going to hear an act. I've had this in my possession for a little while. Came out last year on Brass Jacket Records, out of Arizona. The band is called The Cancer Brides.
It is impossible to overstate hell. But we finite, limited preachers understate it every time we attempt to preach it. To warn sinners of the severity and the eternality of it. We do not have the address to declare it.
Thank you. KISSITR card and get a nifty discount at the KISS Adult Toy Store, the Regional Assembly of Text, and the Bike Kitchen. Show it when you shop and thank them for being a friend of CITR.
Can you live without it, Andy?
No.
Can you live without alcohol?
No.
Who was that?
That was Gangrene off a reissue. That was recorded in 1990 at the Marquee Club. I think that's in London, England.
Sounds like it.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was mixed in London. You say, okay, Gangrene from Boston. I don't know. What do you want to say? Boston Beer Corps or something? Yeah. Dogface Models in the set before that. That's a new band out of Calgary, Alberta. We heard a track called Burning Red. And we started off with the Cancer Brides. We heard an intro, which was called The Piss, and a song called Pipe Bomb, to worked out to about 7 minutes worth of music. So yeah, we got about 15 minutes to go in Generation Annihilation, then Andy will be doing Power Chord.
That's right.
Yeah.
Again.
So let's hear some more music, shall we? You brought this one up. Who is this, Andy?
This is the Attack of the Motherfuckers, and they're out of Arizona.
Another act out of Arizona.
Way free, watching my decay. military of their own. Wonder where your freedom went, taken by a government. There's no freedom in your head. You may as well be fucking dead. The burning bodies in the streets, closed in on our defeat. Knowing that you never win, saw the end when it began. War machine that feeds on us will never stop the homeless crush. Bomber planes are in the sky, nothing left to do but die. For a fight to eat. Locked behind a basement door, you won't be living in anymore. The world is dead, it's final, and there's not another friend to spare. They drop the bomb, it won't be long, yes, your ass will all be gone.
Opportunity, crime fighting squad. Yeah, the party never stops. United States of America, I'm the Governor.
Everybody, this is Joey Shithead from DOA. You know why? You're listening to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM. That's right. That's right.
Hey, this is Brandon Jack from Dr. Miller, and you're listening to Generation Annihilation 101.9 Vancouver, Canada. Blah, blah, blah.
This is Sam with Complete Control, and you're listening to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
This is Lonnie from Bristol. You're listening to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
We're going downtown, gonna beat up drunks. You're gonna drive, I'll bring the beer. It's a late shift, no one to fear. Ride, ride, I'll ride. And ride, you ride. It's a round of time with a good horse beat. We're gonna drive one screaming off the street. And ride, ride, I'll ride. Uniform and a silver badge. Play cops for real and play cops for pay. Let's ride, you dress is a kick in the ass. Let's reach your balloon till you're shit in your pants. No move, child, got a big black stick. There's six of us, babe, so suck on my dick. And ride, ride, I'll ride. Let's ride, you ride. The lyrics, newspapers, but who I'm a bit. But the guys at the station, they don't give a shit. Dispatch calls, oh, you're doing something wicked. No siree, check, we're just giving tickets. Let's ride, ride.
Right, winding up another edition of Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM, and yeah, we ended it all off with a Dead Kennedys police truck, and yeah, that's going back to a single way back when and reissued on the Evil Manifesto record label. You bought this, didn't you, Andy?
Yeah, I bought that.
Yeah, you're supporting the fake Kennedys.
The fake Kennedys?
Yeah. Well, you know, this isn't all this stuff is issued without Jell-O's permission, right?
No, I didn't know that, but okay. I would guess so, because it's not on Alternative Tentacles, so...
Milking the Sacred Cow is the name of the release. I don't know, they've got 12 songs on here. Is there anything, there's some live stuff on here.
There's two or three live tracks at the end. Right. Yeah.
And before that, we heard from another act who you might have heard of called the Dropkick Murphys. This is from the Give Them the Boot... Give Them the Boot 6 compilation, and yeah, Hellcat Records, Dropkick Murphys out of Boston. We heard a track called Citizen CIA.
That was good. I mean, we saw them live, and I thought they're
That's one of the harder tracks I've heard from them in a little while myself. And yeah, Plastic Idols in the set before that from the singles, demos, and live. I'm Already Dead. Who are the Plastic Idols, Andy?
I don't know anything. I just bought this, too, so I don't know much about them. This is tracks from 78 to 1980. Never heard of them before, but that sounds pretty good.
And before that, we heard an act, what are they called? AOTMF?
Attack of the Motherfuckers.
Yeah, and where are they from? Arizona?
Arizona.
Yeah, and Ash was the name of the track. And yeah, we got Power Chord up next, but before we get into Power Chord...
Oh, wait, are the DJs here yet? Oh, wait, I am the DJ.
Yeah, yeah. Here he is, right here. I'm looking at him. All right, tonight at the Astoria 769 East Hastings, we got a show with Bison, Lady Hawk, and Jaws. And January 16th, an all-ages show at La Casa del Artista, 150 East 3rd, an all-ages gig with Ruiner, Living with Lions, Broadway Calls, and Jaws. January 18th, the next night, we got the Circle Jerks at the Commodore, 868 Granville. And, yes, the Circle Jerks are playing with Hit Me Back and somebody else. The following night at the Red Room, 398 Richards Street, we got SNFU and Left Side Down. March 1st at the Plaza, 881 Granville, we got the New York Dolls. And, there's the gig listings. And if you'd like to view our playlist online, it's www.streetpunkradio.com. If you'd like to download the podcast of this show, in case you missed any of the show, for those of you that just tuned in, we had an interview with Keith Morris from the Circle Jerks earlier. And if you'd like to listen to it, www.citr.ca, go into the podcast, go into Generation Annihilation, click on the link, save it to your computer, and...
Or you can listen to it directly off your iPod.
Yeah, download it to your iPod or whatever the hell you want. So yes, this has been Generation Annihilation for another week. We will be back next week, hopefully have some working turntables and hear some of this vinyl that we didn't get to hear. Stay tuned for Power Chord with Andy.
Now repeat after me. Bugger off. Bugger off. Sod. Sod. Bloody. Bloody. Now put them all together. Bugger off, you bloody sod.
Bugger off, you bloody sod.
Okay, you're in. Let's smash things up.
Every Saturday, from noon to 1 p.m., listen to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM, UBC Radio in Vancouver.
Forget, I feel good like this. Ah!